Hello and welcome to a special edition of Talking Wrestling with Palm Water Dave. I'm Palm Water Dave. Joined with me as always is the First Lady of the Arn Anderson Fan Club, Miss Amy Vaughn.
Hello, hello.
And the T in the TNA Top 10 joining us tonight, Mr. Terry Weaver. How's it going, Terry?
It's going great. Didn't expect to be here. Decided about 10 minutes ago. Let's roll.
Well, after we did a marathon AEW pay-per-view link podcast last night that would not translate to audio. Plus, we found out when we got towards the end, we're like, we've already gone 3 hours and we didn't even get to our topic. Thanks to all the great guests and run-ins we had from that wanted to come help me celebrate my birthday. It was tremendous. I'm completely overwhelmed, but I'm still on cloud nine. Just so blessed to have so many great friends.
It was an excellent time.
Thank you. So we're going to jump right into it with our WrestleMania 40 preview and predictions.
Isn't it crazy to think it's actually here?
Crazy to think it's this weekend. The 40th one.
40. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the first one that you, which was the first one y'all saw? What'd you see, Amy?
I would probably say three.
Three was the first one you remember, or?
Yeah, that I remember seeing, like in the video store, like knowing that was going on. Of course, I was at that time, I was really big.
Oh. What about you, Terry?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the same pattern where I think, I don't remember the first few years of watching. I just remember going to the video store and whatever pay-per-views or whatever were there, that's what I would get. But, you know, WrestleMania 3 was such a big thing. I think that's probably the first thing I remember. First big one.
Well, for me, it was the first one. And I went to the cable company. I actually had to put like a $35 deposit down to get a box to go hook up to our cable box that would allow us to watch it at home.
Uh-huh.
And then when we took the box back, you could get the $35 back. So it was just, I mean, it was a whole thing back. And I mean, pay-per-view was being pioneered. I mean, it was something.
I'm sorry, but I don't know. Okay. So time out. Take a step back. I fell asleep on the couch. I tell my family I'd fix pizza because my nephew's spending the night and stuff like that. So my husband comes and goes, "Where's the pizza?" I was like, "Oh, I forgot about it. Sorry." And so I was.
It's just pizza. It'll be okay.
But it was just so funny because I'm like, "Oh, I forgot." Like I fell asleep and I came in here. But anyway, what I was saying is that WrestleMania 3, definitely. I was also a huge Saturday Night Main Event person. So, you know, 3, 4, 5, you know, like just all that leading up. I was actually watching WrestleMania 1 yesterday. I was just kind of, you know, like when you're doing stuff at home, you just kind of turn something on because you want to watch it and have something in the background. And so I was watching, so I had WrestleMania 1 on. It had been a very long time probably since I've actually watched it. And
well, do you remember the first one you actually watched live?
The first one I watched live?
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, because we were getting, like, I would get the videotapes. Like, I probably didn't even know there was a, I mean, again, I was probably 10, you know, like, I wouldn't even know there was a way to order it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because as we talked about.
Well, go ahead. But I was going to say, my perspective on that is I was trying to remember the first pay-per-view that I'd watched live. I guess it was when, I mean, I think I was like 16 or something. So this would have been 95. I mean, and I think it was, unfortunately, it's probably like Road Rage or something like that.
Now, my cousins would get Survivor Series. Like, I remember watching that. They had like that huge satellite dish, you know. Do you remember that big thing?
C-band. I had one.
C-band. And they would, that was something that would come when it was on Thanksgiving night. But I honestly couldn't tell you. Like I said, we watched a lot of the VHSs, like, you know, as soon as they came out. But I really don't know the first one that I actually watched live.
Well, all right, let's get started. Shout out to Willie Buck in the chat. Thanks for joining us again tonight, Willie.
Hello, Willie.
And I meant Road Wild for anybody correcting me in their head.
Go ahead. Oh, well. WrestleMania 40, the city of brotherly shove. Dirty Delphia, Pennsylvania. All right, first off, we've got Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. This is an interesting match. I wasn't expecting Dragon Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought it was going to be Carlito.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, but I wasn't shocked when the music hit. I was like, oh yeah, Dragon Lee. Because I know that they've really put a rocket to Dragon Lee lately.
Mm-hmm. I think this could be. I think, I'm going to go with Dominic winning. I think that we are going to kind of start seeing a stretch of their little group. Crap, I forgot what it's called.
Judgment Day?
Judgment Day, thank you. Because I feel like, you know, Damian Priest, you know, he's got this, I think we're going to see a cash in or a 10, you know, like, I feel like this group is, I mean, Rhea's so popular. Nobody wants her to be in the Judgment Day. Like, they want to cheer her and they're not a fans of the other. So I'm going with Dominic and his partner winning. I'm going to write this down. So I remember.
I've got it.
Oh, are you going to write it down?
I'm on it. Okay. Like Blue Bonnet.
Like it. Your favorite gooey ooey bread or whatever that cake ice cream
ooey
was.
gooey cake bluebell ice cream.
Bluebell ice cream.
I gotta look for that.
Now I tend to disagree with you on that. I think that something's gonna happen. Dominic's gonna lose. And I think it's gonna be a big deal with the Judgment Day. I just feel like maybe Dominic's gonna be forced out. He's gonna be kind of pushed into the whatever LWO. Santos Escobar is calling his group.
Uh-huh.
Forgive me. I don't know. The Viking Del... I can't. But what I'm saying is I think that Dom may be going to that group.
Mm-hmm.
JD McDonagh may cost him this match.
Mm.
I feel like they're going to replace Dom with Andrade.
Mm.
That's interesting. There has been some infighting, and I can see that kind of
being some precursor. And El Idolo's been there, and him and Dom kind of have a little tension.
Mm-hmm.
So
we definitely think there's something going to happen within the Judgment Day. We think something's going to happen with Dominic. We don't know. You know, I think he's going to win. You all think he's going to lose, or Dave thinks he's going to lose. Terry, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree, and that's kind of, before Dave said it, I was thinking, because there had been a little hint at some issues there, and we may see it get worse here. It's a great stage.
Yeah, I think Ray's going to pin Dom. Mm. I think that we're going to keep Santos and Dragon Lee very strong in this, because they've lit a rocket to both those guys, and somehow or another, I think we're going to. I think El Idolo is going to be part of it. I don't think he's going to cost him. I just think he's going to endear himself.
Gotcha.
Or if they win, maybe Andrade helps them win.
Some shenanigans.
But I still lean towards Mysterio getting the pin over Dom. So you're with me on that, T-Weef?
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Same kind of reasoning there, too.
All right. Let's go to the next match. This one, this could be the match that nobody wants to follow. This could be, you know, these guys could steal the show.
I definitely think Sami Zayn's winning. The whole montage, getting your fire back, you know, everything he's been doing with Chad Gable. Why would you do that if you weren't preparing him to beat Gunther, the undisputable, the indestructible, I think Sami's going to win.
Yeah. I feel like he's got to. I think it says a lot about his position on the card if he doesn't. I mean, I really like the montage with Chad Gable. I think that you get the Intercontinental title off of Gunther because he's going for the world title.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is he'll be chasing the world title all summer. He's done as much with that as he could possibly do. Shout out to Jason Camden and Antonio Santos and Allison Faye in the chat now.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks for joining us again tonight.
Yeah, I'm a little weaker on this point because of your reasoning there, but I don't know. I don't follow Gunther losing on a big stage like this to Sami Zayn. I can see it propelling them to a chase of another title, a bigger title, but I don't know.
Unless we're doing something with Sami where he's going to have to recover from another failure. I mean,
yeah, I guess I'm going with Gunther.
Okay. And personally, I hope you're right. I don't think Gunther should lose the Intercontinental until he has to hand it over because he's the world champion.
Yeah.
Or the Universal champion. Coach Keith's with us again tonight. Man, this y'all just make my whole heart smile with
right
showing up for us.
Well,
it's not even your birthday.
I know. Coach Keith and Allison are both going to WrestleMania, so they instead of packing, they're spending their time with us. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Super jealous too.
Yeah, one of these days, Nashville is coming to Nashville. I'm going to that one.
All right. This match, thanks to Michael Cole Monday night, took on a whole new ball of wax.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said it's not over until both sets of tag team belts have been recovered.
Exactly.
Which means that there's a really good chance they're going to split these belts up. I kind of like having one champion. But if they split them up, I mean, does the Judgment Day get one set? I mean, this is a hard one to pick. My sentimental favorite is
that. How do we predict this? Are we picking a tag team and the belts that they get? Is that what we're doing here?
We can try. Well, we'd look brilliant if we nailed any of these.
I think the Judgment Day retains one of the belts. I think. I could go either DIY or New Day as getting the other, and then they're feuding, you know, like obviously the Judgment Day is not going to like the fact that they only get one of the belts back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely see something like that happening. No offense to the other teams, but like, I just feel like it's either going to be DIY or New Day that is going to, like you said, some kind of shenanigans up on the ladders. They both end up getting one, you know, I don't know, one gets Raw, one gets SmackDown belt. And then that way there's a way they can even kind of move into, you know, there is a pay-per-view after WrestleMania, you know, like it's going to have to be something that they can kind of maybe push down and build some momentum. So
let's look at the participants. We got DIY. Gargano and Ciampa. We've got the defending champions, Priest and Balor, the of Judgment Day. Of course, Woods and Kofi are the New Day. We got Miz and Truth. Then we got Theory and Grayson.
Yeah.
Grayson Waller. And then we got Butch and
What is Butch? Didn't he go by Butch?
No,
now?
They changed his name back to
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
Tyler Bate. They're calling themselves the. I like the name too. I just heard it the other night. Anyway,
I was looking for it on the card and it didn't mention that.
My thinking is they're going to get the belts off the Judgment Day because, spoiler alert, Priest is going to cash in. Mm. I think Priest is cashing in. Probably on Seth. I would love it if he cashed in on Cody. People would lose their shit if Cody finished the story and lost the title the same night.
Yes, they would.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
No.
But my God, can you imagine?
What if he finished the story and then he cashes it in and Cody still wins, though? That's pretty big.
You know what? I like the way you're thinking, Dave. So, okay. I still think the belts get split. So maybe it's not Judgment Day. Maybe it's Austin Theory and Grayson Waller are really the only heel. You know, I don't know about Butch and Tyler Bates, but
I think we're giving Miz and R-Truth one set.
You think so?
Man, R-Truth's been the MVP.
Yeah, but that's,
and that's sticking it to the and that's sticking it to the Judgment Day because they've been beating him unmercifully.
That's very true.
And if the Judgment Day ended up with the tag titles, they could feud trying to unify them.
Hmm. That's very good, especially R-Truth and Miz. That's very, that's a good point.
I'm with Allison Faye. Allison Faye saying, give R-Truth all the belts.
Yeah. But then if he becomes a competitor, he loses that goofiness that he, you know, I mean, we're supposed to take him as a serious champion.
Yeah.
As he's been calling DIY DX. And I mean, I don't know.
But you're not ready to hear him saying that he's defending against the British Bulldogs and because Waller's Australian. He has an accent, or I mean,
well, okay, that's true.
Truth's
okay,
going to prevail. I mean, they're going to get one set of them. And I guess what my official prediction is going to be Truth and Miz get one set. And
I think
Theory and Waller.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Theory and Waller. Miz and I think that in Miz and R-Truth, the belts get split. Yeah, and I'm with you. I like that
because and if the Judgment Day retains, and I mean, it'd be if they retain and keep both of them, but if they even keep one set of them, there will not be a successful cash in
or any cash in,
yeah, or the. But I mean, he's going to cash in pretty soon because he's got to cash it in by July.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think
they'll probably keep one set. I just don't see him losing both. And then, you know, like see DIY, I get it, honestly. But I would probably say R-Truth and Miz because I don't know. Do we want to put a tag belt on Theory? I don't know.
I would rather it be the New Day. I mean, that just might. But I'm not voting with my heart tonight. I'm voting with what I think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
With my heart, the New Day get one.
Yeah, and then put the other on me as an R-Truth.
And you know, it could end up being something like you said. If Damian Priest and Finn Balor, if they get beat for both their titles, Damian Priest does a cash in, they all could participate for Judgment Day. You know, Dom, JD, Finn, you know, mm-hmm. to guarantee Damian does win the belt. And they very well could take that title off Cody. Oh my gosh, that would be.
Who'd you have besides Miz and Truth, Terry?
I said they were going to retain one set of belts.
Okay.
And then Miz and Truth for the other.
And Amy?
With about 10% confidence.
Splitting the belts made it a lot harder to predict.
Yeah. I like what you said about R-Truth and Miz having one set. I think Damian Priest and Finn Balor, I think that they lose both of them. I'm going with Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. I think that could be something interesting.
Gotcha. Next up, we have Jade Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair against Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Yeah.
Kairi.
Io's the other champion.
Yes, yes. I stopped myself. Sorry. I don't think they're going to let Jade lose her first WrestleMania. Do you?
No.
So that no. team wins.
That's so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be shocked. Do we all agree?
Yeah, I think we all agree there.
I'm excited for it too.
Yeah,
I'm really excited. It'll be good.
I think that will end up leading to somebody in this group coming together and going after the title belts. I mean, you know.
Possibly.
I mean, what better way if she's kind of, you know, I mean, she's still green in a sense, putting her in a title, you know, giving her title belts to where she's not always in there by herself yet.
True.
That's down the line.
I think she'll look good with whichever championship they put on her.
True.
Jade's a star.
Yeah.
She is a star. And she's in there with some stars.
Definitely. They will definitely elevate.
And for the 875th time, we have Jimmy and Jay going at each other.
I don't think there's going to be a winner. I think there's going to be interference. I think, who knows, we may even see Jacob. We may see, we may see all kinds of Samoans coming out. So I think this is a disqualification. I don't think there is any winner, personally.
Do they do that these days, disqualifications?
Not really. It's been a while.
I don't know. I think Jimmy. I think there's backing on both sides, and I think both sides are going to come out like they have been. And I just think Jimmy ends up with a win here.
Terry's got Jimmy. I'm going with Jay because I think he's going to have somebody that's going to show up to neutralize Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jacob. Maybe.
Don't they have a younger brother? That's
yeah. And his name just escaped me.
Tama TV.
No, it's I can't think of
a lot of trying
name.
To think of names tonight.
One of them may come and help Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I need them to run in here and tell us their name.
So much helping, but just neutralize Solo.
Yeah.
But I think it's time for Jay to get his hand raised over his brother. He normally ends up on the low side of getting his brother's cost him so many opportunities this year. So
true.
I can't imagine him coming out of WrestleMania without having some level of revenge against his brother. So I got Jay and Terry's got Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy?
I think I'm going to go with Jay. I like your argument. I think there will be someone that comes out with Jay. I think we see them all at the very end, you know, because we're going to have the tag match going on. So, but I do think it'll be like a disqualify. I mean, it'll be something, a lot of shenanigans. It will not be a clean win. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I like the idea of him bringing somebody out. I think Rhea's winning. I don't even really think Becky has a chance. That's just me. Like, I don't see them changing the title belt.
Yeah. I was thinking about this one while I was mowing tonight, just trying to come up with they've really not gave me anything from Becky for me to think that she has a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like they presented her as the underdog, but I don't think that she's looked particularly intimidating.
I don't think there's a compelling reason to put it on Becky at all. And I don't think, why would you make Rhea take a hit here?
Yeah. I agree.
Although, always vote for Becky to win. I'm going against my heart.
I think Rhea, that's my pick.
I'm 100% in Rhea. And in my heart, I want Rhea to win. And the tag team main event for night one, Seth Rollins, the World Heavyweight Champion, tag teams with the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, against the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, and the final boss, The Rock.
I think
Bloodline rules.
Yeah.
If Cody and Seth win, Cody gets one-on-one against Roman with the guarantee of no outside interference. And if they lose, he has to challenge Roman under Bloodline rules.
I think that The Rock and Roman win. I think Cody actually is the one who takes the pin. I think it will be Bloodline rules. I would be absolutely shocked if it's not. That would be a swerve I would be not expecting. But that's what I think.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Is there any chance of a swerve on Cody's team here? Seth turns.
Oh, Seth's totally going to turn on him. He's either going to turn on him or he's going to leave. He's going to turn on him or he's going to leave him.
I think it almost has to be one of those things where the story needs to get better, harder to accomplish. And you do that by Cody losing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want him to be behind the eight ball going into to Sunday night.
Definitely.
I mean, it's just the climbing the mountain, insurmountable odds. I mean, just when you think you're going to climb Mount Everest, the Bloodline shows up and breaks your foot. And in the chat, Coach Keith and Allison, hey, Heather's here. Heather with it. Thank you for showing up.
She believes.
D-Man 406 says Bloodline rules for sure.
Right. Heather's with you. She thinks Seth turns on Cody.
Willie Buck thinks that Cody and Seth are going to win. We shall see. We shall see. And that will take us out of night one. That's a pretty solid card.
Definitely.
That's a pretty solid card.
And that's half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that we do WrestleMania in two nights now.
It's good. It is so great.
And here we go with Bobby Lashley and
Street Profits.
Run them down.
Street Profits. God.
I pulled it up in case you needed help.
I appreciate it.
Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Against
Karrion Kross and those two AOP, whatever they're calling themselves,
Karrion Kross,
the Dungeon of Hell. Star. What are they? What's their cute catch name?
I don't know.
Final Testament.
Okay, the Final Testament.
I think they need a win, don't you? Like,
it's time for Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits to get a win. They've been terrorized.
by them. And I mean, I think they should get a win.
I think Final Testament, if you're going to push them as the big bads on that brand, then maybe they should get a win. I mean, when's the last time you saw Karrion Kross get his hand raised on a pay-per-view?
Or anything. Okay, I think Final Testament, I think they need the win. They're supposed to be this brand new faction group. You know, I think they need a win. Bobby Lashley and again, there's probably going to be some shenanigans, but I think Final Testament is the winners.
I'm hoping it's Lashley and the Street Profits because they're outfitted by JD Hoop.
I know.
The greatness that is JD Hoop.
Yeah.
They'll look
I think it's Final Testament. I'm pretty split on this, honestly, but Final Testament, I think, will be my answer for no real reason.
Yeah. I'm going with Lashley and the Street Profits just to be different. I'm going to go with my heart on this one. LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
I think LA Knight's going to take it. I think this is, I mean, he might be the same age, but he's newer and an up and comer, and they've got a lot of push behind him. So I think LA Knight wins.
Yeah, I think we'll know for certain. I think we will know for certain where LA Knight stands on the card by the outcome of this match.
Yeah, I think he deserves a win here. I mean, they put him in a lot of big spots. He hasn't gotten those wins on the pay-per-views, but
and he's very popular. I mean, I don't think people disagree. You know, like you said, he's very popular. So, I mean, I don't think people, and again, AJ can take a loss. I don't think it's not going to hurt him, you know, if he doesn't win this match.
Yeah.
He's similar to the spot that Becky Lynch is in.
Mm-hmm.
He can take a loss. It's not going to affect him.
Right. And it doesn't elevate him by beating LA Knight.
Right.
But it would elevate LA Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens and Randy Orton in a triple threat match against the United States champion, Logan Paul.
This is an interesting one. I think
Logan Paul retains.
You think so?
I think Logan Paul retains and KO and Randy Orton feud throughout the summer.
See, I think... I don't know what I think. I think Kevin Owens... I don't see Randy Orton being the United States champion. I don't think he cares. I think he's in
it. He don't need it.
That's what I say. He doesn't need it.
I mean, I'd love to see him have a run with it. But I think that you've been watching Kevin Owens and Randy Orton kind of side-eyeing each other, just wondering.
Uh-huh.
The tension of whether Randy Orton's going to give him an RKO out of nowhere is always there. And Kevin Owens had never met a wrestler he wouldn't turn on. So I think LA Knight capitalizes on those two not being able to coexist.
Jake Paul, or which one is this?
Logan.
Logan Paul. That's true.
We can forget that if you want to.
I like that. I do think Logan Paul, I mean, he's fairly decent, you know, for what he's doing. He brings millions of people to, you know, through his Instagram following and stuff like that, and all his shenanigans and stuff like that. I could see him retaining because the other two end up kind of canceling each other out, you know,
And I think Randy Orton and Kevin Owens I think a program with those two would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be very, very interesting. And let's not forget that Logan Paul's got his drink on the canvas.
True.
So I'm going Logan Paul to retain.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. I don't really see either of these guys being the guy to take it. I just don't. I
mean, but he's going to cherry pick. He's going to cherry pick the other one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to deliver a finishing maneuver. He's going to cherry pick.
Just like he did at the Elimination Chamber.
If I had to guess, I'd say RKO on Kevin Owens. He shit cans Randy Orton. Covers him.
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely think Kevin Owens takes the pin. I don't see Randy Orton taking it.
I'm hoping the brass knucks don't show up because it's overused already.
Yeah.
Io Sky defends the women's championship against Bayley.
I mean, again, I think Bayley's going to win. I don't see the need of Io Sky containing, you know. Well, I think Bayley's going to win.
Io Sky's champion is a fart in church. She's not a compelling champion.
Right.
She's not a good chicken shit champion. I'm not saying she's not a good wrestler. I mean, you got damage control. I think Bayley overcomes the odds because you know she's going to have to go through all of them.
Right. And I think with EL Sky, I think her having the belt in damage control and they have the tag team, it's almost like Judgment Day in a way that, you know, that was a good. You know, this is the bad faction. This is, you know, they have all the titles. They're the ones you emulate. And I definitely think Bayley wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with that.
And y'all probably never thought it. Y'all hear me say it. I want her to win. I've come around on Bayley. I really have. I've come around on Bayley. I liked what she did with damage control. I liked the whole turn. I mean, I think it's been well done. Mm-hmm. And she's gonna overcome the odds and become women's champion.
I concur.
And she'll be good. She'll be good if they want to have Jade go after her.
Definitely,
she's good enough to carry Jade. Seth freaking Rollins and Drew McIntyre.
I mean, I think Drew needs to win. I think he's doing the best work of his life right now. And I just think that would, I mean, if he doesn't, I just feel like that just goes down. Now, let me ask you this. What if Damian Priest cashes in on Seth the first night? During the tag team match, is there any reason why he couldn't?
Well,
anytime he wants to,
he can.
But even if it was at the end, I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't think that they're not going to pay off Seth and Drew. I just don't.
Yeah.
Because if you did that, you would not have Seth and Drew. You'd be changing the semi main, and. They're not going to not pay this off. I think Seth retains. Drew loses his mind, leaves Seth laying, and that's when Damian Priest slides in and cashes in. Seth is not going to be world champion after tomorrow night, but I don't believe that Drew McIntyre is either. I think that Damian Priest is going to cash in, and I don't think Priest would cash in on McIntyre.
We think CM Punk's going to somehow affect this.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that. CM Punk's going to be the commentator.
And everybody would be there for it because Seth is not going to go into night two. I'm telling you, he turns on Cody or abandons Cody. He's not going to be.
Yeah.
They're not going to be singing his song on night two.
See, I don't think that happens the first night. See, I don't think, I mean, there's, I feel like that's too much. Like Seth,
too early.
Roman and The Rock are not going to beat them straight up.
No.
They're not going to beat them straight up.
I think there's a lot of shenanigans going on, but I do not think Seth turns. They come out. I think CM Punk does something. I think Drew probably does something to CM Punk, you know, like he's out there commentating. So then CM Punk retaliates.
And costs Drew.
Which costs Drew.
And that's, yeah.
And so it's not, and then that infuriates Drew, and he may take it out on Seth, which end up leaves it open for Seth Rollins or Damian Priest to come down and cash in. So then you have all these new feuds in that one match.
That's a lot.
Because it is a lot, but it gets the heat back between Drew and CM Punk. Like, you get that focus going. And then
Can we just agree that the booking in WWE has been so outstanding that for probably the first time in decades, we can't see what's coming?
There's a lot of options here.
And when
the timing of it is a big deal too.
And you can't see what's coming. And once it happens, they've done something that you never considered. Like, mm-hmm. we're putting other scenarios in, but we're playing chess and they're playing checkers. I mean, the booking has been so good.
Definitely. But yeah, I'm with you all. I think CM Punk, this is going to be, I don't want to say the match of the night, but I think this match is maybe the least predictable, because you could have Damian Priest, you could have CM Punk, you could have Seth turning on Cody the night before or not, or whatever. I think that this one is really going to be fun to watch, because we really, really don't know. And every scenario we talk about is very good, how to project them. They're going to be in Glasgow for Clash of the Castle, I think they said. So,
We need an expert opinion on this. We need to bring in an expert. But until he shows up, Dollar Bill Dave is here.
What up? Room with you there, Dave?
That's my office. Here by myself.
Dave, tell us, we're Seth freaking Rollins, Drew McIntyre. What do you think is going to happen?
It's got to be Drew McIntyre. It's got to be Drew. It's his turn. His heel run right now is probably one of the best things going in WWE. Seth can take the loss. It's not going to hurt him at all. As long as he doesn't take the loss the night before. But I think Cody takes the loss on Saturday.
I think Seth abandons him on Friday. Or that. That's what I said.
Do you think we were discussing the timing of that? No, but, Dave, do you think CM Punk gets involved in this match at all? He's supposed to be on commentary this night.
Of course he's going to get involved somehow, some way.
But if he costs, if he costs Drew to lose, and Drew snaps and lays Seth out, Damian Priest can slide on in and cash in.
I could see that. That would happen. I think it's time. They said WWE hasn't re-signed Drew. But they're getting close to it, and they're definitely don't want Drew going anywhere. Mm-mm. He's too hot. I mean, the guy is on fire right now with everything he's doing. You got to keep him happy. It's time he get a run with the belt.
Right anyway.
No,
they've got their plate full with superstars right now.
Well, they can't use 75% of the guys they have now.
Very true. Unfortunately, very true.
In fairness, though, they're starting to get a direction. I mean, they've got Ospreay, they've got Okada, they got Joe and Swerve. I mean, they seem to have kind of a trajectory.
Yeah, but how long until one of them sits out for 3 months because Tony doesn't know what to do with them? Because they have MJF. I mean, look at what they were doing with Wardlow, and then all of a sudden he disappears.
That's true. But they've got a new COO, and apparently Tony's listening. Mr. Khan's listening.
I mean, I think one of the first steps was starting to kind of trim the fat a little bit and get rid of some of the unused wrestlers. I don't really know what's going on with Ring of Honor. I don't know what the point of him purchasing Ring of Honor was. It's not even on television now. What was the whole idea behind that?
Well, he got the video library.
Okay, but I mean, that's not going to make you any money.
It will if you need streaming, if you have a streaming service.
It can get added on to a streaming service if they get a streaming service. They can't even get a million people to watch them on TV. How many people are going to buy the streaming service?
I don't know how many people subscribe to Honor Club anymore. I mean, so, it's not a bad thing. I mean, we've all, but the man is a fan.
And that's fine.
So keeping Ring of Honor alive, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, honestly, Ring of Honor is kind of his NXT.
But he doesn't treat it like that, you know?
But if it was, you see Ring of Honor guys on Dynamite and on Collision.
With their belts, ROH belts.
And I mean, how many titles do they have in AEW now? There's 58 belts. Same can be said for WWE. They got too many damn belts too.
I agree.
But I mean, what is, I'm the Ring of Honor world champion. Dude, nobody gives a shit.
I do wish they would set it up.
It's sad. I really wanted AEW to be good.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the show Ring of Honor's putting on in Philadelphia this weekend, though. And you'll have Eddie Kingston versus Briscoe. That ought to be a good match. Athena versus
But see, that's the thing. Look at the show Ring of Honor is putting on in Philadelphia this weekend.
Yeah.
Do your own thing, man. Just like right now. Edge came out to open the show. And it was totally a try to get in the goodwills with everything over the CM Punk interview that was done this week. Stop worrying about WWE and worry about
your own shit. I agree with that. You got to quit. You've got to quit with that.
It makes you look so bad.
But I just don't get all the Ring of Honor existing does not do anything but good.
Yeah, but so, we want them to do something with it. I mean, I've kind of like, I agree with Dave.
Ring of Honor is going to exist. It's got to be a completely separate entity.
But it's got, and it's, I would got love its own. That.
Lukewarm at best right now, because it's just kind of a portion of what you see on AEW and nothing more, which right. means it I doesn't mean, really exist.
And we don't know what's happening with this television rights deal.
True. But I would love for them to take one of those shows. I mean, they have three AEW shows. Why couldn't one of them be ROH, just ROH, and like showing us that?
And so maybe Turner doesn't want ROH on there to give ROH one of those shows.
I just wonder why. If that was really true, I mean, it's not like, you know,
but,
it's not
but
like
NWA, NWA is, you know, is easy to watch now. You can watch it on the CW app. It's a lot easier to watch on the CW app than it was on YouTube.
True.
It's
my only, but like, is that live on the CW app though? It's all recorded stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they do.
They're not live. They're just
they
put their episodes up.
Yeah, I mean, I downloaded the CW app just for it, but it's all old stuff.
No, it's their new. They film a season at a time.
Right.
They'll do television tapings and record so many episodes. So, but
I mean, I thought the NWA was pretty hot back in their YouTube run till COVID killed it. I mean, that's what got Thunder Rosa started.
Dave Lagana being let go is what really hurt him. Well, yeah. that guy was doing good things with him.
Mm-hmm.
COVID did kill the momentum.
I mean, you can't fault him for getting rid of him. For the allegations that came out.
True.
So I say that I'm going to go with Seth retains and cashed in.
I just don't see Damian Priest as a champion.
But it could be done like.
Yeah, but if Gunther loses, he's got to take a world title from somebody. Damian Priest can be a transitional champion.
Yeah, and that's who needs. Like, I'd like to see Drew get a little run, and then it's time for Gunther.
I'd like to see Drew win it too.
I mean, he's lost everything. any match that mattered since his title run in 2020, you know, when it ended in 2021, I mean, he's gotten beat by Bobby Lashley. He's gotten beat by Roman Reigns. He's gotten beat by Seth Rollins. He's gotten beat by Gunther. At some point, he's got to win something because you're not doing him any good.
Yeah. I think they're very patient in their storytelling, and I think his time's coming. But I think with CM Punk being right there and that storyline, I think it's going to cost him this time. I don't know if there's a cash-in with Priest, like you said, Dave, but
that's the comment of the night right there. There's so much truth to that. So much truth to that.
Yeah.
I think this is actually going to be we don't know exactly how they're going to play this because they are going to Glasgow, England, or is that in England? Scotland.
Ash at the Castle.
I mean, that's like in May, right? I mean, so is there a chance that he wins there? If he, you know, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of ways this match could go. It's going to be very, very interesting. And I think we'll like all the different ways it could go. I mean, we can see it and we like it, and we'll just kind of have to see what happens.
Think this match opens up the show on Sunday?
No. No, I think it's going to be semi-main.
Yeah.
Especially if they're going to do any kind of cash-in or just whatever. And
I think the
when's the ladder match? Is that on Saturday?
Saturday night.
I'm looking forward to it. I like the ladder matches.
I think LA Knight and AJ Styles open Sunday night.
That'd be a good one. Especially if we think LA Knight's going to win, that'll be really.
And see, and that's one that LA Knight has to win that match to get his. He was on fire last year, but he hasn't won anything significant. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't hurt AJ Styles to lose that match. LA Knight needs to win that match to keep his momentum going.
So let me ask you this, Dave, the not Super Dave. We talked earlier, you said you liked the ladder match. Do you think two teams, did you watch it Monday where they have the stipulation where like all four belts have to be pulled down or whatever? I don't even know what they said.
Yeah, it's going to be won by two different teams. They have to split the titles. Although I think that there should only be one tag team champion. Mm-hmm. There's not enough tag teams to justify two belts.
Who do you think the two teams that will be that win?
I can see R-Truth and Miz winning.
And then Judgment Day keeps one of them, or do you think they lose both?
I think Judgment Day loses both belts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Judgment Day is going to be around much longer.
See, I'm different on that. I think they're going to add Andrade and get rid of Dom.
I see Andrade turning soon because he's a much better heel than he is face.
I see them bringing him back.
Them bringing Andrade back as a face was weird to me. That didn't make any sense because he's a very good heel. He needs Zelina Vega back in his corner, and he needs to be a heel.
He could very well help Ray and. Or maybe they all turn on Ray and the LW and he becomes the leader of the LWO and it becomes a heel faction.
Yeah, could be. I mean, I'd be
Zelina
okay with
Vega
it.
Leads them. She's like Rhea leads the Judgment Day.
I'd like to see that for her.
She's a better heel too.
There's just so many great. I'm so excited about the WWE product right now because you can't predict it.
Mm-mm.
There's so many different ways you could do it.
It's like those books I used to get in the library in elementary school where you say, if you want to do this, turn to page 27. If you want to do this, turn to page 48.
Yeah,
they've got a lot of options here.
Definitely. Who do you think Dollar Bill?
Yeah, that's how I used to when I'd sneak into my granddad's closet and get one of his Playboys. I'd look at who I wanted to do on page 28, then I'd look who I wanted to do on page 47.
Then page 47 stuck to page 48.
Dave gets it.
Oh. Well, Well, what I was asking Dollar Bill Dave is, who do you think wins between Seth or Sami Zayn and Gunther?
I hope Gunther wins because I hate Sami Zayn. But I think they're going to pull the belt off Gunther to get him up for the world title. He's going to get a world title push. So, that's but I am thinking. I am very much not. I think Sami Zayn looks like a goofball. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I didn't like him in NXT. I don't like him in WWE. I don't know. It's just one of those things.
He can, but I think he won me over with his work with the Bloodline last year, especially the where he was when he was making them crack up.
Yeah,
every week you were going to see if Sami could make them break.
I think we'd all think Gunther is moving on to bigger things, and so
Gunther's the future.
Yeah, definitely.
Gunther is the future.
Can you imagine what we could have in like 2 years between Gunther and Bron Breakker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're loaded. They are loaded for bear.
Just going to get better and better.
Well, and love here you guys. Is the main event. Nightmare, Cody Rhodes against the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns. Can Cody finish the story?
Dollar Bill, what do you think? Because you said you got to go.
I got to go. We got to go record Wrestling with Commercials. I am fingers crossed. I think Cody needs to win this. I could see it going either way just because you never know. I was 112% sure Cody was winning last year, and we saw how that worked out. So I think Cody needs it. I see Cody. I don't see him as a long-term champ. I think he'll be more of a – he'll hold the belt for a couple months, drop it, and then chase it again.
What if Damian Priest cashes in on Cody immediately after he wins it?
I just think people –
would that cause a riot in Philadelphia?
People would be – absolutely pissed.
Coach Keith, Allison Faye, would y'all charge the ring if that happened?
I still like the thought of him trying to do that, Cody winning again and retaining okay. it.
And love you guys. Talk to you later.
See you later, right, man.
Thanks for popping in, Dave.
But, I mean, I would like to see that. I'm not necessarily predicting that. Obviously, I'll pick Cody to win, but I would like to see – I'd like to see this be – kind of like the Royal Rumble, a two-night Cody Royal Rumble where he's got person after person after person to beat. And obviously part of this storyline is his ability to lose not one, and it makes it worse for him. So I think it's got to end with a bang.
He's going to look like Sissy Spacek and Carrie at the end of the movie when she was standing on the stage burning the damn place down covered in blood. No scenario that my lights are flickering.
Uh-oh, way to go. Here, I'll light your candle.
I got one. Got it. But I'm telling you, I think that Cody's going to win. I did think that The Rock was going to turn. I thought that Seth turned on that one, The Rock turned on that two. I think The Rock is going to be the special referee for the match and then make it. Or maybe Stone Cold comes down and stuns The Rock and regular referee gets to get in there and count it. I mean, things could happen. At the end of the night, Cody's hand is going to be raised. He's going to overcome the odds.
Well, let me ask y'all this, because I think we all agree. We feel like the story needs to be finished. Cody needs to win. And we know, you know, there's all going to be all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So my thing is this. You have three people that are wrestling back-to-back Saturday, you know, Saturday night, Sunday night. Is it right? Saturday night, Sunday night? And what do you think backup plans? Like, Seth is already injured. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens if Roman, Cody, or Seth get injured to the point that they cannot compete the next night. And I think somebody, I can't remember, I saw it on Twitter. Might have been Conrad posted that and was just asking that question and just saying.
Yeah, I think him and Eric talked about it.
Did they,
the
you
doomsday
know,
that, scenario.
That has to be like rolling the dice to have three people in the main event on Saturday and two of them are going to be in your main event on Sunday. And, I mean, you see why they do, you know, you see why they're doing it. It does go with the story, but how risky is that? What, I mean, seriously, what if Cody gets hurt? Like, what in the world would you do? Or you just hope it don't and just go with it and see what happens. Yeah. If you're worried about the injuries, don't book it. So you just kind of assume everything will go well.
When you read that, did you hear his voice say that to you real snarky?
There was a hint of his tone in it when I read it. I definitely can hear him saying that. But that is very true. And Andrew's right. I mean, you can't, what if this, what if that? You just have to. But surely, surely they have to have some kind of, I think that's where Damian Priest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's where things kind of get maybe, if we,
there's no way that, you know, there's no way injuries or not that this match didn't go to the ring Sunday night.
Well, but what if it's, I mean, concussion? I mean, I'm just saying they probably need to think about that. So that's an, that's another little interesting wrinkle that there is a chance that, you know, we don't actually get to see what they plan. Because
if Cody can't make the match, then you're going to see Brock Lesnar.
Jeez. We're going to see Triple H is going to come out and finish the story. It's going to be just like a mayhem. Be interesting.
Vince McMahon will walk out and shock.
Here comes Rick. Rick's running down to get number 17.
Exactly. I mean, you just never know. I think that's another, you know, obviously
John Moxley.
Nothing we want to see happen, obviously. You know,
how about if Dustin shows up and costs Cody the match?
Now see,
that's what you get for leaving AEW.
Oh Lord.
AEW in the middle of the ring.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, really.
That would be great.
And then he goes back to AEW with new lease on life. Does he go back as a conquering hero or is everybody?
Maybe Andrew. Maybe he tells AEW that's what I'm going to do. I wish Dustin Rhodes could be in Cody's corner during Bloodline Rules. I wish there was some way that could be worked out, even if it was just a run-in to help. I just really wish he was able to do that. I mean, that would be interesting to see if there's any way they could work that out.
I think Cody's going to win. He's going to earn it. It's not going to be handed to him. I think that you can't, like The Rock can't do the rock bottom on Roman and expect Cody to cover him.
Oh, yeah.
I could see The Rock keeping Solo and Jay at bay.
See, I don't see Rock.
But I don't want to see that because I want to see the final boss continue.
Yeah.
Now, the final boss is the stupidest moniker. And I don't care if Samoa Joe used it. I don't care if Serena Deeb used it. I don't care if who used it in Japan. The final boss sounds rabbit-ass stupid to me. It is the dumbest. It doesn't even sound. To me, he should be the high priest or the high chief or whatever.
Or even the final chief or something.
Yeah, the final chief. The
boss doesn't even
show a little, create a little dissension there. I mean,
maybe that will be coming.
Maybe he makes Roman a little, he makes Roman, tell Roman, know your role and shut your mouth.
But see, with all that Roman or all that Rock is doing with Cody, I just don't think he's going to turn on Roman the next night.
It'd be the ultimate swerve, but I mean, they're setting it up perfect that they do, and maybe that is that you've got to make them. The Bloodline's too smart. Paul Heyman's too smart.
Dave. what Andrew wrote. That would be fabulous. That would be fabulous.
If Cody had any balls at all, he'd come out to American Dream and polka dots. This is Philly.
I love it.
I think, kind of back to what Chris North is saying, Von Wetter never played video games. I think the final boss thing kind of goes back to this gauntlet that Cody's having to go up against, winning the Royal Rumble 2 years in a row, and then finally getting to this point and having to do multiple things again. And it's just thing after thing after thing after thing. And then there's this. And I think that's why maybe they're kind of pointing to that.
That makes sense. I've never played video games. I didn't know anything about it.
Well, I'm super excited. I'm super excited about WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40 is going to be huge. I can't wait to see what surprises they have for us. I mean, we know Lil Wayne's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for all our friends that are listening, all those in the chat, make sure you go over to Ram. What's our Patreon? Ram Network.
The Ram Network.
The Ram Network. Sign up for the Patreon. It's free. We are going to be having discussions.
Wait a minute.
All weekend.
Is it free?
For the month, yes.
I thought they said that there's an issue with Patreon doing that.
Well, it'll be a week. It's free right now.
We said it.
At least free for 7 days.
Might as well join us in saying that.
Yeah.
So if you sign up right now, you are going to get to dive into their little archives. You're going to be getting to listen to all the different shows that go on this weekend because of WrestleMania. You'll get to see, yes, it is free for the month. I think they were going to give the money back
Okay, I didn't know what the resolution to that was, because I know that AFS couldn't give it away for free.
Right. That's what it said. TJ said we would issue refunds. So if you pay for us, if you go sign up, you will get April free. We will reimburse you your money. And we think that you are going to love it and you're going to want to stay with us. So I just encourage you all to go over to the Ram Network on Patreon, sign up, make sure you listen to us all weekend, because like I said, there's going to be shows every Saturday and Sunday to talk about the different things happening, maybe even Sunday night. You never know, depending on what the outcome is. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we know Heather signed up. We
do.
Appreciate
Thank you so much.
Very,
Heather.
Very much. So everyone be like Heather. That's all I got to say.
I just did the Audience with the Belt Pope, episode 1, Mid-Atlantic Championship. And you had a good time doing that. That's up at theramnetwork.com. That will take you to our Patreon. On YouTube, pwdpod.com takes you to our YouTube page. We picked up 2 subscribers the other night.
Woo-hoo! We're getting closer.
Thank you so much. Tell your friends. Go there. Just click subscribe. You don't even have to give us a 5-star review or a comment or a like. Just subscribe. I mean, if you're feeling like you want to overachieve and do all that other stuff, I'm cool with that too. But at the very least, throw me a freaking bonus subscribe.
It's his birthday. Get that.
And I'm telling y'all, I appreciate the support. I appreciate y'all hopping back on us for night 2 tonight. Thank you for last night. Y'all don't know how much that meant to me. I had the time of my life. If you're a member of Ad Free Shows, join me this weekend. We're going to have a watch party. We all get together on Zoom while we watch WrestleMania. We're going to do that both nights on the Ram Network. We're going to have a pre-show and a post-show. I'm going to be really busy this weekend. I'm going to get my wrestling fix in.
That was a good
one. And Matthew I'll be at Stewart Dollar Bill Dave's house for Saturday night, and we didn't even mention it while he was here.
I appreciate Matthew Stewart telling me that I'm the best referee ever. I'm really not, but But it means the world to me that you think so.
Oh, that's true. Oh, are we going to get some live feed from Dollar Bill Dave's house?
Maybe so. We need to figure that out.
But we are going
to already tell me what the menu looks like.
Awesome.
I want to wish everybody that's going to Philadelphia for WrestleMania have a safe trip. A great weekend there. Enjoy it. I'm super jealous that I can't be there with y'all.
And for goodness sake, have the time of your life.
Yes.
Do all the things you want to do and go see all the people you want to see. That is such an awesome, live feed from the stadium. We like it.
Let's see it. You're front row, right, Allison?
Of course she is. She backstage. She liked that.
It's going to be I think this could possibly be the best rest. I mean, to me, they haven't beat 17 yet. So maybe this will be the year.
Could be.
And that was 23 years ago now.
Mm. We want to thank Terry Weaver from TNA Top 10 for joining us tonight. We want to thank Dollar Bill Dave from the FFP, the Filter Free Podcast. For joining us tonight, jumping in, doing a little run in. We want to thank our everybody that we have in the chat tonight: Matthew Stewart, Allison Fay, Willie Buck, Coach Keith Morrison, Chris North, Heather Whitley, Andrew Hermes, who is the A in the TNA Top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of our sister podcast that's on the RAM network. Super, super excited. Super Dave is super excited all the time.
Exactly. Well, let's go home.
And I would like to put this out. I'm just speaking it into existence that we could get Blue Chew to come on board so I could talk about how super excited I am all the time.
Hey.
Like, I'm trying to speak that sponsorship into existence. I don't feel like I'm going to make it as a podcast. I don't think I'm going to make it as a podcaster until I get to do Blue Chew commercials.
We'll have to work on that.
For Amy Vaughn, for Terry Weaver, for the absent Justin Davis, I'm Palmwater Dave. We want to thank y'all for joining us, and we are out of here.
Bye-bye.
Good night.